Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. My homily this morning, I'm afraid, may be rather heady and rather complicated. And so if you don't understand it, afterwards, you can just ask Zane Watson or Christine Pham and they'll explain it to you. No, but seriously, I remember what my canon law teacher told me, that whenever he tried to explain something that was very difficult and the students didn't understand it, most of the time it was the fault of the teacher, not the fault of the student, because he didn't make it clear enough. So today, I'm going to need your help to understand this homily. I'll do my best to make it clear, but I need your help to try to understand it. We live in a culture that makes it very hard to believe in the supernatural. What's the supernatural? Things like God, the angels, and miracles, in heaven. We are so dazzled by our scientific and technological progress that we become kind of blind to the Bible. We boldly build skyscrapers that pierce the clouds and cast shadows over the ancient Tower of Babel. We feel religion is only for superstitious little old ladies who go to daily mass, fingering their magical rosaries. Or church is just to make unruly children behave better by idle threats of an imaginary hell or the rich reward of a mythical heaven. On rare and almost embarrassing moments, we feel maybe there is a God. Like when Clemson beats Alabama in the National Football Championship game, there's proof that there is a God. In fact, Clemson's coach, Dabo Sweeney, excitedly exclaimed after their upset victory last night, saying, "It's indescribable. You can't make this stuff up. Only God can do this." But this morning, we have returned to our technological, materialistic, scientific senses and have put all that God talk safely behind us, excusing it as emotional exuberance. Over and against this view stands the sense and sagacity of sacred scripture. Today's readings invite us to see how angels are involved and interact with us, especially with Jesus, the Son of God. He is the model of all Christian behavior, of our behavior. We should behave like him. Hebrews teaches that God has catapulted man above the ranks of the angels, and thereby given us audacious authority over them. We can command the angels, if you can believe that. And Jesus, our model, gives us proof of this by expelling a fallen angel, an evil spirit, who was tormenting a poor man. How is this possible for us? Well, because we are Jesus' little brothers and sisters. We are sons and daughters of God. And so we can do the same thing. A friend asked me recently, is all this exorcism stuff really true? I answered, it's absolutely true, if you can believe it. But believing is not so easy for us. And the Bible seems little more than fairy tales to enchant small children and to comfort little old ladies. But let me tell you the real risk of rejecting religion and expelling everything eternal. By getting rid of religion as superstition, we don't kill God, we kill ourselves. There's a popular meme. You guys know what a meme is? You know those little cartoon squares? There's a popular meme that quotes the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, who famously said, God is dead. And underneath is a quotation from God saying, Nietzsche is dead. That's meant to be clever and catchy. But it's a lot more than that. When we get rid of God, the angels, heaven, everything supernatural, all that makes us aspire to be greater than ourselves, we sort of fall back down to earth and become like the animals and other material things. I read an article a couple of weeks ago that said by the year 2050, human beings will be able to marry robots, especially with the rise of AI, artificial intelligence. Does that surprise you? I bet it doesn't. Why not? The article said, experts predict that human beings will do more than shake hands with robots. That was a euphemism. When God does not define who man is, like he does in the Bible, then we will define ourselves. And we will do it with the material, technological, scientific world around us. Here's the upshot. When you marry a robot, you did not make the robot like you. You made yourself like the robot. Today, instead of being like a robot and marrying one, try to be more like the angels and even command them. Every day at noon, I don't know if you've noticed this, but church bells ring. Have you noticed that? At noon, every day, church bells start ringing. Weird. Why is that? Because it is announcing a time of prayer called the Angelus, where we remember what the angel Gabriel announced to Mary. But the angel was not telling Mary what to do. He was at her beck and call. She commands the angels. Be like the little old ladies, fingering their magical rosaries, asking for the intercession of Mary, the Queen of Angels. Say the guardian angel prayer before you go to bed, and dare to command the angels to watch over you as you sleep. They will obey you. You basically have a choice to make. You can believe in the supernatural, or you can believe only in the natural. But beware, whatever you believe in, that is what you will become. If God is dead, Nietzsche is dead. Do not kill yourself. I bet those little old ladies know better than to marry a robot. Praised be. Jesus Christ.